Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 542. We're in the book Bahavas Aleh by Rabbi Moshe Hershkowitz. And today we're going to talk about three stages of various stress responses. That's important to be aware of our own patterns, that when the relationship has a bumpy spot, we can become stressed and respond in predictable ways, and it's different between men and women, generally speaking. We mentioned before from what he said that women are gifted with Habini Yaseira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that women have a greater sensitivity when things are going not right in the relationship. They sense first that the cable is clogged, the cable that links her and her husband, and she'll try to head it off. She'll try to restore the positive attachment. But in order for her to do that, and in order for her to receive that positive energy, to give that positive energy, to restore that cable and connection with her husband, she has to receive it first. Which means the husband really needs to give in the relationship first. And this principle is borne out time and time again. I will make that disclaimer, and the author will hear this, hopefully, and will respond to this. That doesn't mean that the wife sits around and waits, okay, I'm going to wait till I get something to give something. I don't think that's what's meant. Of course, they could do what they can to try to give. But it's really from the husband's perspective, they need to know to be the most effective, to have a wife give fully to the way she needs to give. He has to give first. He really needs to have that responsibility in his mind and heart. And a wife sometimes feels this and knows this. She gets filled up with energy, positive energy, when she gives. And then at that point, she's able to have the energy and the kayach to give to her husband. When a woman isn't receiving any of the TLC, the thinking, listening, and caring from her husband, she will generally react in one of these three ways. So the first emotional response that happens is protest, which means that there's a persistent anger and distress, become angry, become upset, sometimes maybe lash out or stew in anger or cry. But then what will happen is if the husband is unable to respond to these calls for connection, she will sink into a certain degree of despair and prolonged helplessness. And she'll conclude, I won't be able to get to an understanding. And if this goes on long enough, then the despair will pass and it will be replaced by detachment, which means emotionally she will, you know, she can't take the pain of the frustration and agony of the being upset first and then despair. So to protect her mental health and emotional state, she'll pull back and begin to detach herself from her husband, shutting down the cable energy between them. That is the way a wife would respond if the husband doesn't learn to connect. Men, on the other hand, respond to stress a different way. Their first response is they will emotionally distance. The more the wife yells and cries at him, the more strongly he'll want to put his hands over his ears or walk away. That's emotional distancing. Then if this goes on, he may tune her out completely. That's called stonewalling or shutting down, becoming deaf to her cries of distress. And then there'll be, you know, the cable is shut down from his end. And then he'll respond in anger when the wife displayed distress. They won't be able to handle the complaints and tears and anger. It's too painful for them to admit their own errors, their own deficiencies, and they'll defend themselves by going on the offensive. And it's easy to deflect those blows that are coming from his wife by blaming his wife because it hurts his self-esteem. So this is where it takes work to work through this. And this is where another really comes into the humility that one needs to have. So the idea being, and he quotes another book called Making Love Work by a therapist, Barbara DeAngelis. She's been around for a while. I read some of her books, earlier books. I don't recall the titles much, but I remember being positively influenced by a lot of what she has to say there. And she basically gives a similar analysis of what we just said, which is the model of a connecting cable becoming clogged due to insufficient attachment or negative feelings. And she writes that a couple who fails to handle stress and conflict and the marriage deteriorates, the relationship will pass through four stages. She has four stages that are what she calls the four R's: resistant, resentment, rejection, and repression. Neither of them sound terrible, because everyone experiences this from time to time. But here is, he's going to explain, Rabbi Hershkowitz, what Barbara DeAngelis's four stages are. And it's important to listen to this year. You know, it's not pleasant to hear this thing. We all experience it, but we need to catch it and work through it and improve upon this and not act accordingly. Change our responses to a more positive response. So the first thing is resistance. It's normal when you experience opposition toward, you know, that there's a resistance. Resistance is a feeling of separation from your spouse due to something they may have said or they may have done. It could be an annoyance. So listen to this. He gives a good, interesting example. Let's say the husband tells his wife's sister in front of his wife. His wife's name is Chani. So he says, Chani makes decent cookies, but her challah is so heavy you could use it as a doorstop. So let's say they have a good relationship, okay? So this Chani, the wife, won't get yelling or screaming words seriously hurt. She'll get slightly annoyed. It's not enough of an insult to make her fuss about it. She'll push it aside. She'll get annoyed at her husband. A mild annoyance. Let's say they're in a relationship where it's that way, where she's not going to get all shattered by such a comment, but she gets slightly annoyed. What you really need to understand, and as I'm reading this, when I read it the first time, it really left an impression. That slight annoyance is basically she's ignoring a feeling of slight distance from her spouse. That comment, you know, even though it didn't cause World War III, it didn't devastate her. It didn't, you know, she'll get over it. She'll forget about it even consciously in a day, you know, that he said this comment to his sister, you know, her challah is as heavy as a doorstop or something like that. Whatever he said, it created a distance. It created a certain weakness in that positive energy flowing between him, the husband, and her, the one he said this to. It's important to know. This reminds me of what I heard so early on by Rav Pam, that he said a lot of major problems come from little things initially. This is an example of it. So that's the resistance. Then comes resentment. That's an amplified form of resistance. It's not just that the words annoy you a little bit like we just described, but it leaves you angry. It leaves you frustrated. Here, you're putting up emotional walls because you don't want to deal with that anger you're feeling. You kept your irritation to yourself before, but now that you can't tolerate it anymore, anger spills over and it creates explosions. It creates fighting. It creates tension. It creates a tremendous amount of resentment. But you can get out of this. You can work it through. But then comes the next two stages. The third stage is rejection, which means that you become emotionally and physically separated from your husband or wife. It means that the previous resistance and resentment build up so much that and that you don't feel connected to your spouse anymore, as you should. You feel you don't recognize your spouse. You don't understand them anymore. What happened to that nice person that you married? It's just easier and less painful to keep a distance. If you're at this stage, it pays to consult a marriage therapist. It pays to work through this. It pays to, as emotions are running high, to sort things out. And then the hardest stage is the fourth stage, which is called repression. Repression is the final stage of detachment, and that is a killer. He says it's the most fatal to the relationship, which means that you shut down so much that you no longer care for your spouse. The issues that used to leave you riled up and infuriated, now they don't rile you up anymore. You're not infuriated. You retreated to a safe space inside yourself, and you turn numb. You turn numb to the pain of the relationship. And your spouse feels this, and they'll retreat too. This response is poisonous. Now, here is a key. This is such a yesite. It looks like the relationship is improving, but it's really dying. Right? The argument stopped. They tricked themselves into thinking the relationship healed. They're polite to each other now. The fiery anger subsided. They're more happy with the status quo than it was when they were yelling and screaming at each other. But this is all an illusion. It's poison. They're already totally, totally alienated and totally, totally separate from one another. I think this is a particular event that I read in the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky book, in the Art Scroll book, where someone was witnessing it when he was consulting with two couples. One couple came in and they were fighting like cats and dogs, very arguing and upset at each other and everything, but still Rabbi Yaakov was successful in working through that they should have peace. And with the other one, then there was an interesting story where he used it as a shock treatment. He said, okay, get divorced. And they came home, they were like shocked at his answer, and they worked it through later. They realized, you know, that was like a shock treatment type of thing. So he was a big piquet with this. But then in one case, he just said, get divorced. But then the one that was brought them to Rabbi Yaakov was wondering, they were very pleasant. There were no yelling, there was no screaming. They were talking sort of politely. But Rabbi Yaakov explained pretty much of what we're saying over here. They're so disconnected already. She already is divorced from him for already more than a year. So that is the sad part of the final depression stage, the repression stage, that there's no more connection felt at all. It's like two ships passing along the night. The passion died completely. The numbness seeps into other areas of the life. Life becomes dull. Life becomes lifeless. Now, they don't always kill the marriage, these four R's, but you have to actively ask for help. You have to actively work very hard against this. And which means that he says this, and again, we talked about as much as you don't want to hurt feelings, you have to say things the right way, but sometimes you have the responsibility to be truthful. In order for the two of you to work, solve problems together, even if they're small problems, you work through them. Because if you wait until the problems grow into a larger, bigger thing, then the healing will be much more difficult. So the aside of all this is to understand these types of reactions that you have within you. This is recognizing your own defense mechanisms. To know, for example, a wife, because she's not getting enough of the TLC from her husband, when she gets angry and distressed, when after that she feels the despair, which after that she could detach. Husband needs to recognize when he's emotionally distancing and then stonewalling and shutting down and then feeling that anger. He needs to recognize this within himself. And they both, together, need to say, Ad kan, we're stopping this. Wait, when the resistance comes, which is the feeling of separation, you stop it. This Chani, for example, it would be beneficial. You know, her husband said an insensitive remark to his sister about her challah. Even though it was only a slight annoyance, maybe it is a healthier thing for Chani to turn to her husband and say, that was really not nice of you to say. That was very hurtful. Even if she wasn't so hurt, it's worthwhile perhaps saying this. So the husband should recognize, hey, you know, you shouldn't talk like this and shouldn't create that separation. Now, there are things that when one's in an upset mood and, you know, you let things go by. You don't react to every unpleasantness. Sometimes, like we say, the good midah is to be silent, to be quiet, and to let it pass. And Rav Yigdal Miller always used to say that advice of it's better to keep quiet and let it pass. And a lot of evils will pass by if you just learn how to be quiet. And overall, that is the better advice. But if there is a consistent mahalach of a husband saying insensitive remarks towards his wife or something like that, then it may be healthier to actually call him out and say, you know, that's hurtful, what you just said. Even if right now it doesn't hurt her so much, but it does create that distance. So one has to be very careful. Certainly when you hit the resentment stage, certainly with the rejection stage, and the repression stage also, when they feel disconnected, they need to get that help and work very hard to get them back together to the state where they need to be. The good news is with hard work and with davening and with a sincere effort to get back to each other, to see the good sides of who they are, marriages could be restored and they could thrive and they could even be better than it ever was, Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha and Hatzlacha.